Hello and welcome to the next part of our week four training on reskilling. So I wanted to again share a bit about the experiences that I've had that I found directly relevant to this. I really, really recognize that it can be strange to reskill. You know, being a nomad now for 3 years, I've you know, been willing to step into just all kinds of really odd jobs that have helped me not just earn some money, but also really retrain because, you know, I just kind of said yes to what seemingly strange things, but then picked up this new skill set that actually just paved the way for me to be the right person for another opportunity. So, this reskilling is something that is actually, to me, really, really valuable. And when I think back on my career, when I started work, telecommunications was the place to be. It was the hot industry. And, you know, we were told that we would be set for life and taken care of, like, all through our entire careers, up to retirement, all this stuff. I worked and worked and worked. And, of course, we know that telecom then, of course, eventually started losing money, and other industries popped up, like web security became a hot field. You know, now coding is a really hot field. So, as you see, especially because of technology, hot fields have changed over time. And so the skill sets that go along with one industry, at some point, you know, I've got sales and marketing and customer service, and those are great base foundational skill sets that can translate to multiple industries. So that's really helpful. But the knowledge that I have in the telecom industry probably is not applicable to many other industries, right? So that skill set, you know, how a voice network works, how data network works, might not be useful. So this is why it becomes really, really important that you know, rather than panicking that, oh my God, my skill set is obsolete, you know, just retrain, reskill, move forward, right? Because again, the panic isn't going to help you with making money. What is going to help you is kind of confronting what's going on and figuring out where you can be useful. I think it's quite interesting that looking at the pandemic, for example, as you turn a lens possibly to industries that might need you. Well, you know, grocery delivery is a huge thing. There are spots of the world where it's harder to get that grocery delivery. And obviously you have to do contactless, make sure that you are, you know, properly equipped with masks and gloves and so forth. But you know, there is a need in many places for people to deliver those groceries. There are, you know, restaurant services that that may need people to help out. There are products that probably, you know, they need to make more of. They need help making those products. You might be, you know, if not working in a factory, so to speak, you know, you might be someone that could actually, so people that have crafting skills are making masks, right? And selling masks. Whoever saw that as a moneymaker, but it is now. So if you have craft skill and you have fabric and a sewing machine, right, you could be making money by making masks. So maybe you want to learn how to sew or improve your sewing knowledge. So I'm just throwing random ideas out there, but you get the idea. So it's really about looking at what people are buying right now and figuring out, like, what do you enjoy and how can you be helpful in the market that does exist, rather than trying to, like, bang your head against the wall trying to find opportunities in what isn't needed at the current time. Also, thinking of your skill sets, you know, I mean, can you make a business around it? So again, like, if you're a crafty person, maybe your business isn't making masks now. Maybe you see that there's a big, uptick in wine drinking. So you might, maybe you happen to have like a vineyard and you can finally begin making wine like you wanted to. So, you know, there's all kinds of different things that people are wanting and needing right now that you can plug into and learn a totally new skill set that will be completely valuable. And I remember when, in fact, being in telecom for over 25 years, the last few years of my career, my company was gearing up for Workplace 2020. And we were adamantly told that we had to reskill. Even in the same company I was in, we were told, we were given, hours and hours, probably like hundreds of hours of training that we had to do online to be ready for this Workplace 2020. And it was pretty clear that the company was, you know, choosing a solid direction, and we could make the choice to retrain and go with them in that direction or not. Even in my corporate job at the time, there was likely to be, if I didn't do that training, it was likely I would not find myself with a job, because I was not growing with them. I was, you know, growing away from them. So I think reskilling is a natural part of life, and it's kind of, in a way, I also view it kind of as a gift, because as humans, you know, we are living, we have, well, traditionally, we've been living longer, so I think it's natural that we, over the scope of our working life, we want to do different things. I mean, we may no longer want to sit at the desk job doing telecom for 50 or 60 years. We may actually like the sort of breaks and the changes in our life and our career as we move forward. And so we've got this great opportunity to grow ourselves as people by, you know, changing, completely dramatically changing what we do. So, you know, I think reskilling is a very important part of being able to make money without a job, and keeping that awareness on, you know, all the different things that you can do, because up to now you've been very focused on probably a single career and a single direction and a single type of work. And the more that you can open up to seeing just how many different kinds of work there are and being open to them, the more successful you're going to be going forward. One other point I wanted to make about the importance of reskilling, related to my own life experience, is, so as I've mentioned before, I've been a nomad for about 3 years now. To do that, I completely transformed my life. I did all of the things I've been talking to you about and more, and I left behind, on purpose of my own choosing, the life that I didn't want for the life I did. I actually have been living this amazing life that I love, finally, like after all this time. And what do I love the most? Traveling the world and meeting people. And what's the thing that I can't do right now? Travel the world and meet people in those new places and meet fellow travelers, right? So I very much am modeling, you know, I could be lost in despair at not being able to travel and focus on that and get really sad, or I can look at what is available to me. What can I do? What opportunities are there for me right now, while I'm hoping to be able to travel again at some point in the future? I do have to focus on the now, on the present, about what can I do and where am I of value. So all of this is going to help you in our fifth and final week, where I'm going to talk to you about all kinds of ways to earn money. So stay tuned, and as always, reach out if you have any questions. I would be happy to help you. See you next time.